Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real numbers and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Concentrix, ticker CNXC, a player in the customer experience space that's been getting hammered lately after some rough earnings. Let's kick things off with the bigger picture. Concentrix has been swinging wildly, and the recent 11 to 15% drops show investors are nervous about growth and margins. The stock sits near $25 after that sell-off, but we'll see if the market is overreacting or if there's real trouble ahead. Concentrix Corporation runs a global operation focused on technology-enhanced customer experience solutions. They serve everyone from big tech names and banks to telecom giants and retailers, helping them manage interactions through AI tools, analytics, and back-office support. Founded in 2009 and headquartered in California, the company employs around 450,000 people and went public a few years ago. CEO Christopher Caldwell has been steering the ship through a tough transition toward more AI-driven services. On the revenue side, the latest full-year numbers came in at about $9.8 billion, with the bulk coming from reportable segments that include a heavy mix of offshore operations. Geographic breakdown shows the United States contributing around $1.1 billion, India over $1 billion, the Philippines nearly $1.6 billion, and the rest spread across Germany, Canada, and other markets. That diversification helps, but it also exposes them to currency swings and regional slowdowns. Earnings took a serious hit in the most recent quarter, with adjusted EPS landing at around $3 and missing the 2.64 estimate by a hair, while revenue also came up short. That followed a full-year net loss of over $1.2 billion in 2025, a sharp reversal from the positive $251 million in 2024. Margins compressed, and management trimmed the full-year outlook, which triggered the big sell-off. During the earnings call, leadership highlighted their push into AI capabilities, ongoing offshore shifts, and cost-cutting efforts to protect margins. They pointed to stronger cash flow generation as a bright spot, even as growth expectations came down, and emphasized that the long-term plan involves deeper AI integration to drive profitability once the transition costs ease. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, free cash flow remained solid at around $572 million for the year, despite the net loss, helped by non-cash adjustments and working capital moves. Debt levels are elevated with total liabilities near $8 billion against $2.7 billion in equity, and the current ratio sits just above 1.1, giving them some breathing room but not a lot of flexibility if things worsen. For valuation, we turn to the forward PE model given the company's mature profile and analyst estimates pointing to recovery. That setup carries high confidence here because positive forward EPS and revenue trends support it better than a straight DCF after the loss year. The model puts fair value somewhere around $100 compared with the current price near $25. What drives that gap are normalized historical multiples adjusted lower for earnings volatility, a book value discount that could narrow on recovery, and forward estimates showing a return to solid profitability over the next few years. Strengths include scale with nearly $10 billion in revenue and a broad global footprint that gives real pricing power with big clients. Weaknesses center on margin pressure during the AI shift and high debt that limits options. Opportunities lie in accelerating AI adoption and offshore efficiencies that could lift margins back up. Threats include client concentration, currency moves, and the risk that competitors move faster on the same tech. Recent performance tells a painful story, with the stock down nearly 15% over the past month, 43% over 6 months, and more than 58% over the trailing year. That's worse than the broader technology sector, reflecting specific concerns around execution rather than just macro headwinds. My take is that Concentrix looks deeply discounted after the drop, and the model suggesting around $100 implies meaningful upside if the AI transition actually starts paying off in the second half. Still, the loss year and guidance cuts mean this isn't a slam dunk, and any assumption changes around growth or multiples could swing the target a lot. I'd watch the next couple of quarters closely for signs that cash flow strength is translating into margin stability before getting too aggressive. All in all, CNXC is a high-risk recovery story, trading at what appears to be a bargain price, but only investors comfortable with volatility and transition risk should consider it. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and we'll catch you in the next one.